Hello and welcome to Friday Afternoons at the Phoenix Fire. I'm your host, Mo Hatch, and today we're coming to you with an extra special Valentine's Day-themed episode. Today, I'm going around campus and around the Phoenix and asking various students about someone in the Phoenix who they really appreciate, or someone who did something nice for them that they'd like to acknowledge, just to spread some extra positivity this week. And I'd also like to acknowledge with respect the Lekwungen peoples on whose traditional territory the University of Victoria stands, as well as the Songhees, Esquimalt, and Wasanich peoples whose historical relationships to the land continue to this day. Thank you so much for listening, and let's get into the episode. Hi, so I'm going to be asking Addie, who's someone in the Phoenix that you appreciate and why?
Someone in the Phoenix that I appreciate is Adrian, because she made Marketing 205 super, super fun to the point where I wanted to do it as a job. And so she then let me be a work study for her, even though I'm not a theater major anymore. And I felt kind of removed from the Phoenix when I didn't have classes here. But I felt like I got more connected because I was a work study, so I was still in the building.
She is fantastic, isn't she?
Yeah.
Thank you, Addie. Hi, Jay. So I'm going to also ask you the lovely positive question about who's someone you appreciate in the Phoenix.
Well, many people, but since I only have to say one, I appreciate Ken Matthews for being the first friend that I ever made at UVic and just a pretty fantastic person. Really great to be in a class with. They take fantastic notes. Really great D&D player. Introduced me to some really cool people, and I just really appreciate them a lot.
Ken does take fantastic notes.
He takes great notes.
Very impressive.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you for sharing. Yeah. Hi, so I'm here with some of the second years. What is your name, and what's one thing you appreciate about someone in the Phoenix?
My name is Hannah, and I appreciate the wardrobe people because they're awesome.
They are awesome. They really do so much. Mm-hmm. Anyone in specific you want to give a shout out to?
Nichelle and Emily, you're great. Thanks.
They are really great. It's absolutely true. Hi, so I'm here with another second year, and what's your name and something you appreciate about someone in the Phoenix?
My name is Annalise, and I want to give a shout out to Jack Storwick. He was really kind and funny during the run of Dead Man's Cell Phone, and yeah, he was just a really nice human being to work with, and yeah, thank you, Jack.
What position did you work on in Dead Man's Cell Phone?
I was a costumes ASM.
Good for you. Good for you. Thank you for sharing. Hello. So I'm here with Maddie, and Maddie, who is someone that you appreciate in the Phoenix?
I appreciate my best friend, Mo Hatch. They are the absolute best person ever, and I feel like we can just talk about anything and I'll be supported, and we just have a great friendship. We're writing a book together. You're just the best person.
You had to spring that on me, didn't you?
I did.
I have to agree. I'm a great friend. Thank you for the appreciation.
Anytime.
So right now I'm here with Hannah. And Hannah, what's something that you appreciate about someone in the Phoenix and why?
I really like the fuzzy board because it lets everyone show their love for each other, and the people here are really lovely.
They always do put some sweet things on there, don't they?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Hello, so Clara is here, and I wanted to ask you, Clara, what's something you appreciate about someone in the Phoenix or the story about something nice that someone did for you?
I really appreciate Aura because I think she's just the sunshine backstage, and at any point in the building, at all times, if you need someone to cheer you up, or is the person to go to.
Thank you so much. That's absolutely true. Hello. So if you'd like to introduce yourself, I'm just asking the question. Who's someone you appreciate in the Phoenix?
Hi. I'm Seth McIndoe. I'm a third-year writing student at UVic. And three people who I appreciate at the Phoenix, that's right, I'm going to do three, are Emily Schuler, who is my wonderful girlfriend, Rowan Watts, who is my best friend since I was 3 years old, and Chris Stewart, who's just an all-round lovely guy.
Thank you so much, Seth. That's very nice of you to give three shout-outs.
Yeah.
Hello, so I'm here with Emily. And Emily, would you like to share something that you appreciate about somebody in the Phoenix?
I really appreciate all of the Wardrobe 205s and dressers for all of their hard work.
Thank you so much. Hello, so what's your year in the Phoenix and what's your name?
I'm a second year performance and my name is Andy.
Okay, Andy. Who's someone you want to shout out who you appreciate in the Phoenix?
I really want to appreciate Greg, the scenic carpentry teacher. That he just came in, and he is an absolutely incredible professor. He keeps everything funny and makes sure we aren't stressed. He is honestly just an amazing person that I think can do amazing things at the theater.
Thank you so much. Hello, so what's your name and what year are you in?
I'm Owen McIntosh, and I'm a third year theater student in self-directed. I'm here to shout out Professor Sasha Kovacs for making my 9:30 a.m. class like tolerable at all, literally, which is good because I would not be there if it wasn't for a good professor.
Thank you so much. Hi, so what's your name and what's your year at the Phoenix?
Hi, yeah, I'm Bridget. I'm a second year.
And the question for you is, what's a little story about someone you appreciate in the Phoenix and something nice they did for you?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like people have been so lovely in the Phoenix, so I've got a couple stories, but one that really stands out to me is my washing machine broke last term, and my friend Kaya, she offered to take a bunch of my laundry to her house and wash it for me and then bring it back for me, and it made my life so much better because I was so stressed and I was in the Phoenix all day, and so it was a huge help. It was really kind.
That is such a nice thing to do. Thank you so much for sharing.
Absolutely.
So I'm here with Sarah. And Sarah, would you like to share something nice that someone did for you in the Phoenix?
I'd love to. I was waiting around for rehearsal after class and I realized I didn't have anything to eat for dinner. And Jerry Lesperance gave me a granola bar and I didn't go hungry.
Hello, this is your host Mo Hatch. And I'm coming on here just to acknowledge someone I truly appreciate in the Phoenix. And that person is my partner, Jay Johnson, who is a theater minor, but who I just wanted to give a shout out to because they are such a lovely person. And I really am glad that I can have classes with them and spend time with them around the Phoenix. So thank you, Jay.
Hello, I'm here with Chris. And Chris, would you like to say something you appreciate about someone in the Phoenix?
I sure would, Mo. Hi, I'm Chris Stewart. I'm a third year self-directed student, and I appreciate pretty much everyone I've met in the Phoenix so far, so I just hope you all listening are having a wonderful day.
I would like to say a big thank you to everyone who listened in to this special bite-sized little episode. And I would also like to thank all the students around campus who I interviewed and who were willing to talk to me about just someone they appreciated in the Phoenix. I hope this episode made you smile a little bit and just try to put some extra little dose of happiness into your day. We all need it at this time in the semester. So thank you for listening, and we'll be coming to you with more stories fueled by our passion for theater next week. Have a wonderful day.